Hey, hey,
you're listening to a new episode of Puff of Knowledge, your sanctuary for soulful cannabis conversations, intentional rituals, and whole body wisdom. I'm Marjan, your elevated homegirl, and today's episode is rooted in remembrance. Because if you've ever used the plant to survive, to soften, or even just to find yourself again, you are in the right place. This podcast was born from a deeply personal journey, one that I expounded upon in episode 3, The Origin Story. So feel free to check it out. But this podcast was born from a moment in my life when I was forced to slow down, tune in, and figure out how to keep going with my mind, my body, and my spirit. Cannabis wasn't just relief. It became a roadmap. A roadmap back to balance, back to breath, back to me. So this episode, it's an offering to the men and women who are healing in silence, to the ones coming home to themselves, and to anyone learning that your softness is sacred, that your rituals are worthy, and that you do not need permission to live a little slower, a little deeper, and a little more aligned. So let's talk about healing. Let's talk about balance. Let's talk about being soft, sacred, and high. Let's let that intention settle. So let's start with the heart. Because child, emotions are not easy, okay? But they are essential. And I used to feel like I was too much, too sensitive, too reactive, too emotional. But over time, I've come to understand that emotions are wisdom, not a weakness. And cannabis, when used with care and intention, doesn't necessarily erase those feelings. It helps me sit with them, soften into the feelings, witness them instead of spiraling through them, okay? Because nobody wants to crash out. Nobody wants to crash out. But there's something so powerful about slowing down long enough to hear what your body is trying to say. And so here's something to try the next time you feel overwhelmed or overstimulated. So choose a calming strand. We're going to look for what? Terpenes. Yes, yes. Look for terpenes. Remember we talked about terpenes in episodes 1, 2, and a little bit in 3. So look for terpenes like Lilinol or myrcene. Y'all know I love my myrcene. Sit somewhere quiet. Even if it's your bathroom floor, place your hand over your heart and ask yourself gently, what do I feel beneath this reaction? Let your breath lead the way. Let yourself name what's happening without trying to fix it. So if you're listening with a journal nearby, or want to open your notes app, here's something to write about later. What emotion have I been avoiding? And what would happen if I just allowed it to be seen? Now, you don't have to solve everything. You just have to feel it fully. That's healing. That's regulation. That's ritual, y'all. So I talked about the heart, regulating our emotions and checking in with self. But let's talk about some cannabis routines. Now, not necessarily mine, but yours. Because rituals are personal. They are not one size fits all. They're not meant to be copied. They're meant to be created, felt, and most importantly, lived. Your ritual doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be or have an aesthetic. It just needs to feel like you. And who better than you to tell you what feels good for you. So try asking yourself this. How do I want to feel today? What do I need support with? Emotionally, physically, spiritually? What part of me is asking for attention right now? And go ahead, keep on writing those questions in the journal or type them into your notes app. But once you know the answer, let your cannabis ritual support that. So here are a few examples, a few ideas to spark some ideas, right? Not as a checklist, but think of it as an inspiration. So you can have a morning joint and a stretch. Does wonders for your mind. Breath work followed by an herbal tea or microdose. Do y'all know what microdosing is? Maybe we need to do an episode on microdosing. Lighting a candle and journaling with intention. Listening to music while high and letting your body guide the movement. Now, I love me some music. But y'all, when you really just sit back and listen to the instruments, the production, the lyrics, the artist's voices when you're high, like to clear all the other noise, y'all, it's such a beautiful experience, okay? And your ritual can be 5 minutes or 50 minutes. Again, this is all about you and time with yourself. It can happen once a week or every single day. And it might change with the moon. Or it could change with your mood, which, if you know, you know, the moon sometimes has a little control over our moods, right? And that's okay. But what matters, again, is presence. When you bring mindfulness to your moments, those moments become medicine. Okay, so here's another journaling prompt, because I'm also taking these notes and I'm gonna check in with self. But what's one new ritual I'd like to try this week just for me? Right? So ask yourself that. What is one new ritual that you'd like to try this week that's just for you? Not for you and your partner, you and your child, you and your parent, you and your home girl, you and your home boy, just for you. Write it. Try it. And then ask yourself how it felt. Y'all, that's the beginning of your routine, your ritual. I'm so excited for y'all. I'm so excited for me to just dig in a little more. Spending time with self used to be something that I ran from. Spent a lot of time in therapy figuring out why I didn't enjoy spending time with myself, why I hated to sit with my own thoughts. And y'all, trust and believe, in this era of my life, sitting with myself in quiet time and isolation with my thoughts is very much healing and medicine in itself. But we've talked about the heart and our emotions. We've talked about cannabis and routine, but let's talk about the body. Okay, the body, the soft, sacred vessel that we carry our stories in. Cannabis brought me back to mind. Before I performed femininity, I dressed it up, polished it, pushed through pain in the name of productivity. But now, child, I feel it, okay? I sit with my skin. I let my body lead instead of trying to control it. And y'all, softness has become my rebellion. Sensuality is my sanctuary. And no, sensuality is not always sexual. It's the way your fingers graze your collarbone, the way you sip your tea slowly, the way you move through the world on your own terms. Okay? That's a little bit of sensuality. All right? So I want you to try this very gentle ritual the next time you want to connect or reconnect with your feminine self. So take a warm, not hot, don't burn yourself, but take a warm, intentional shower. Let the water be a release, Side note, I have the best thought downloads, creative bursts, and just like meditation moments in the shower. Fun fact, I take my showers in the dark. I might light a candle, have my speakers going, and y'all, it really transcends some things. So take a warm, intentional shower and let the water be a release. And sometimes that release might be crying. You might have had a long day, a long night, a scary dream. Like, let that out, y'all. We keep so much bottled in our bodies. I read a book when I was going through some things in therapy a few years ago about your body keeping score. Our bodies remember trauma. Our bodies remember happiness. Our bodies remember these things. And so when you check in with yourself, if you need to cry or release some stuff, whether it happened yesterday, whether it happened 10 years ago, whether it happened 25 years ago, release it. It's weighing you down, honey. Let it go. Release it. And water is a great way to release things. Okay. So we're going to take that warm, intentional shower. And we're gonna let the water be a release. And then I want you to light a joint or roll up your herbal blend. I talk about the flower bombs and how I enjoy them. So maybe you use the blue lotus. I actually put blue lotus in my tea to go to bed. It helps my dreams. And you know, it's a really beautiful thing. Some rose petals. Sit with yourself, okay? Maybe get some soft oil. Touch your skin like an altar. Because, babe, your body is an altar. It's a sacred place. And whisper an affirmation out loud. There's so much power in speaking words, of course, over yourself, but speaking out loud. So much of our mental angst and frustration comes because we are keeping our thoughts to ourselves. We're keeping words hidden inside. And sometimes, y'all, it's just powerful to say the shit out loud. Say the thing out loud. So whisper an affirmation, right? I am soft. I am sacred. And my favorite one, I am safe in this body. I tell myself often, when I ground myself, that I am safe. Plant my feet on the ground, place a hand over my heart, and I tell myself that I am safe. We are safe. And that's so important to say it out loud. And sometimes that will quiet all that craziness going on in your head. Right? So we are safe, y'all. I am safe. You are safe. And I'm so glad that we are having this moment here on Puff of Knowledge. All right. Now, grab your journal or grab your notes app, because here's a prompt that we can use. So, when was the last time I felt deeply connected to my body? Not for how it looks, but for how it holds me. Write it. Feel into it. And if you cannot remember the last time, let today be the first. Let today be the beginning of something special. Okay, so we talked about our heart and our emotions, incorporating cannabis, and then like really loving our body, right? And being present in the body. But remember, this is Puff of Knowledge, and I want to make sure that we are constantly debunking myths and spreading truth about this plant. So let's continue to clear the fog around cannabis myths, especially the ones aimed at women. All right, because I'm a girl's girl. We'll play that. Because forever, we've been told so many half-truths around this plant. And it's time to come back to what's real. Not the fake news. So let's take a breath. All right, backed up from the mic so y'all didn't catch that. But with taking that breath, let's start to unlearn one myth at a time. All right, so first up, we love to, or people love to tell us that cannabis makes you lazy. Truth? Rest is not laziness. In a world obsessed with hustle, stillness is very much sacred. So, no, cannabis is not making you lazy. All right. Cannabis is not making you lazy. All right. Now, myth two, cannabis isn't for women. How often have you heard that? Well, the truth is, cannabis has always been held by women for centuries, actually, by priestesses and midwives and medicine women. Y'all, it's in our roots. And then people like to say that cannabis isn't spiritual. And the truth, anything done with intention can be spiritual. Your smoke can be a ceremony. Your ritual can be a return. And when you light up with purpose, you're not escaping. You're expanding. You're not numbing. You're remembering. So here's what I want you to carry with you today. You don't have to prove your pain to earn your peace. You don't have to explain your rituals to be valid. You don't have to shrink, hustle, or numb yourself to be worthy of softness. This plant, this path, it's always been more about getting high. It's about getting home to your truth, to your rhythm, to the version of you that's always been sacred. So let's end with a breath-based affirmation ritual. If you're in a space where you can close your eyes, join me. If not, just breathe, take deep breaths, and let these words move through you. Inhale, exhale. Make sure y'all breathing. Inhale, exhale. All right. So repeat this softly, silently, or say it aloud, right? I am safe in my softness. My rituals are sacred. I honor my healing process, even when it's messy. I am not broken. I am blooming. Let me say that again. I am not broken. I am blooming. And let that wash over you. Let that settle. If this episode stirred something in you, if you felt held, heard, seen, or softened, send me a song. I'm still building the Rotation Vibes playlist, and I want to make sure that every version of ourselves shows up on that playlist. So send me something that sounds like healing, softness, or coming home. And let's continue to build our Rotation Vibes playlist together. Because healing, it has a soundtrack too. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Until next time, stay high. Stay whole and stay in your power. Peace, y'all.